Be with you, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹平安。
It's a joy to share the word of God.
能够在这里分享神的话是当然是非常喜乐的。
Today we'll be preaching from Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 23 to 29.
今天要讲的道是《传道书》第七章二十三节到二十九节。
Okay. Looks like I got the Chinese script. So, 我今天会读华语。Those that read in English can look at the PowerPoint. 我曾用智慧试验一切事，这一切事，我说要得智慧，智慧却离我远。万事之理离我甚远，而且最深。谁能测透呢？我转念，一心要知道，要考察，要寻求智慧和万事的理由，又要知道邪恶为愚昧，愚昧为狂妄。我得知有等妇人比死还苦，她的心是网罗，手是锁链。凡蒙神喜悦的人必躲避他，有罪的人却要被他缠住。智慧者说，看哪，一千个男子中我找到一个人，但众人中却找不到一个女人。我将这事一一比较，要寻求其理，我心仍要寻找，却未曾找到。我所找到的只有一件，就是神造人原是正直，但他们寻出了许多的巧计。 Now this morning as we come to know the book Ecclesiastes, first I want to emphasize that you must understand that the book of Ecclesiastes is actually the life story of a man.
讲到传道书，我们必须强调说，它是在讲一个人的故事。
And this is one key thing that you must always remember whenever we interpret the book of Ecclesiastes, which is this is about a man and his life story.
当你在细读这个传道书的时候，请你记得，它是在讲这个男人，还有他所谈论的他的生命。人。
In fact, if you and throughout this whole book, you know This man will go on to talk about many and raise many diverse issues, telling you all his thoughts about this matter.
而在整本书中，这个人他提出了许多的课题，还有他对这些课题的想法。
But at a fundamental level, you need to remember that he is actually just sharing about this personal journey in life.
但是从更深层的去探讨，你必须记得，他其实是在分享他个人的人生的旅程。
And so you cannot separate his learnings from his journey from the man himself. You cannot do that.
所以这个人还有他的人生的旅程，你是不能做出这个区别的。
So what is this journey about?
那这个旅程到底是怎么一回事呢？
From what I've gathered so far, this is a journey in the search for wisdom.
对我来看，这个是对智慧的一个探索。
And what this guy is trying to do is that he is trying to make sense of the world.
这个人其实是在尝试理清楚万事的理由。
He's trying to be able to see this world clearly. He's trying to know how to, you know, have the right perspective regarding this world and what is going on.
他是想能够更好的看清楚这个世界到底是怎么一回事，是能够有一种透视的能力，能够应对的那种能力还有视野。
Maybe you're asking me, well, why is he in a search for this? Why did he embark on this journey?
或许你会问，干嘛这个人要如此做呢？
Is it maybe he wished to after knowing everything, maybe he wishes to make the right decisions?
是不是他希望能够掌握这个知识，能够做出很好的决定呢？
Or some may say maybe after everything, maybe he if he knows, understand everything, he can get so what we call the abundant life or the fruitful life. Is that the end goal in mind?
是不是他最终的目标是能够得到这个美好或者美满的生命呢？
To be honest, at this point, I'm not sure because that's not what I see in Ecclesiastes.
其实坦白说，在到这里呢，我不十分的确定，因为我看不出这个是他的理由。
Maybe that's just the way he is. Maybe he's just such a person.
或许这就是他的个性，他就是这样的一个人。
He wasn't trying to derive any end product, you know, trying to get some goal out of his search. No, maybe there doesn't need to be any motive in this search for wisdom in itself.
他的探寻哦。或许不在于是企图得到那个什么的成果或者目标。
Figuring out the ways of the world is the goal in itself.
除了智慧本身，去理清楚事项的那个万物的运作，就是智慧本身。
So as the sermon preacher, what I needed to do was that I needed to listen intently into this man.
所以身为传道这个正道的牧者，我必须很用心的去聆听这个人的话。
It's as if he has just, you know, poured out his life story to me, and I have to write his story, write his biography for him to you.
好比他对我倾诉了他自己的人生经历，而且我必须替他写这个自传，然后呈现给你。
The life story of his search for wisdom.
这个探寻者寻求智慧的故事。
And so I listened to him.
所以我聆听他的故事。
Chapter by chapter, I listened.
一章一章的，我去聆听。
And as I listened, I began to feel deeply for this man.
而越听的话，我深就越受被触动。
Because to be honest, if you've been noticing, this journey has been quite tough going.
因为坦白说，你看得到这个旅程并不容易。
And you will notice that this is a very thorough and very honest life explorer.
你也发现这个是一个很透彻而且很坦诚的生命探索。
And what he did was that he just fully embraced, he was open-hearted, and he accepted the reality openly and wholeheartedly.
他很坦诚，然后很全心的去接受所有的事实。
And as Chang Mu said last week, he says he just 照单全收 he just embraced everything that is to be. He was honest with himself. He was honest about the world.
他对自己坦诚，对这个世界所做的都坦诚，而且照单全收。
And after everything, he confessed and he says, "You know, I've tried, I've searched, I've tested by wisdom everything. I told myself I was determined to be wise, but he said, but." In the end, it was beyond me. Whatever existed is so far off, so profound. Who can discover it? He says, I cannot.
然后最后他却承认，他说我曾经用过智慧去试验这一切，我要得到的智慧，但是呢，结局就是智慧离我很远。
And this man was disturbed by what he observed in reality.
而他因为观察到事情的实情而感到很困扰。
Unable to grab, so how can this make sense? You know, he's unable to grab hold of this ultimate wisdom that would just make sense of everything. He's not able to do it.
他无法完全掌握那个能够理清楚万事的终极智慧。
Of course, we say, well, we have spent a few months. You know, we have spent quite a few months on this exegesis. We would say that yes, he has figured out many things.
或许我们说，在几个月的这个正道，我们也看到他其实是想通了很多的事情。
But thankfully, because he was such an honest and such a thorough life explorer, he's willingly admits, he says, well, there's still so many things that is just beyond him.
但是正因为他是这么一个透彻又很坦诚的生命探索者，他不得不承认说，还是有更多的事情是他不明白的。
You might ask, why is it so? Why was his search ended up like this?
或许你会问，为什么这样的探索会那个结论是这样呢？
Now in last week's sermon, this was partially covered. The reason for this was partially covered.
这个原因在过去的正道中已经很详细的讲论过。
And one of the reasons is that many things in life are paradoxical.
那么其中的原因就是生命中有许多的事情是双面还有矛盾性的。
And it is not, it's very dangerous, in fact, to take any principle to the extreme.
所以没有什么东西是能够去到。
Whether you think that, oh, maybe life is about happiness, if only I can just fill my life with joy and happiness, you know, or you say, oh, just if I have just enough wealth or security, or you say, oh, life is about righteousness, maybe if I just have enough righteousness, conquer everything by righteousness and justice.
无论你认为说生命的目标是应该是喜乐，或者是财富，或者是行好事。都不能去到极端。
If you think that there is one principle or one dogma that will allow you to just solve everything, well, you cannot be more misguided.
若你认为必须有一个原则或者去一个教育去解决所有的问题，那你就被误导了。
In fact, the more you wish to just hold on to something, you will realize in life that the more you wish to hold on, the more easily you realize how transient it is, and you will just slip away.
其实当你越希望抓住一件事情，你会越发现它的过眼云烟。
And that is the definition of meaningless in Ecclesiastes.
那么在传道书这个定义呢，对于这个虚空就是这个定义了。
And the other realization you in this journey that as you listen to this man, you will notice that as you try to pursue wisdom, you will discover your limitations in time.
而当你在探索智慧的过程中，你会发现时空间所带给你的局限。
And you realize that no matter how much you try, you cannot make sense of anything. For example, beyond death, you don't know what is beyond death.
无论你怎么样的尝试，比如说对死亡这件事情，你无法知道死亡之后是任何事情。
And if you try to predict, to make sense of it, I say I will predict the future. When you just look in the future, you realize that it goes on all the way to eternity.
而当你想去掌握未来，去遥望未来、将来的时候，你觉得原来将来简直是一望无际。
And this is why the search for it.This ultimate wisdom is hard.
所以这个寻找终极智慧的探索就是那么困难。
But you might ask.
但是你或许会问。
In our service today, at our call to worship.
今天早上这个崇拜的宣召。
Didn't we read from Proverbs chapter 9?
我们不是已经读了箴言第九章吗？
Isn't the house of wisdom an invitation to all?
那边不是说到这个智慧向众人的邀请？箴言第九章。
No, the PowerPoint. Okay, thank you. And you will see that, isn't wisdom an open invitation? You know, he built his house, he invite everybody to come and enjoy.
他说这个智慧张开手去邀请人建造房屋，邀请你们来。
Then why do you say that it's so elusive to us?
那你怎么又说智慧是那么难以捉摸呢？
Now, to add on to the previous sermon, which talks about the paradoxical themes in life,
让我加深一层这个上一次的正道，就是讲到智慧在生命中那么的难以捉摸。
There is another reason why wisdom is elusive.
还有另外一个理由，为什么智慧是那么的难捉摸。
And the answer is wickedness and folly.
这个答案就是邪恶还有愚昧。
And this is how...This man describes his journey to find wisdom. You know, in his search for wisdom, he described what is his process of understanding.
在探索智慧的这个过程中，传道者是这样形容他的理解过程。
He said, "I turned my mind to understand. I wanted to investigate to search out wisdom and the scheme of things."
他说我转念，一心要知道，要考察，要寻求智慧，还有万事的理由。
And then he realized that I also had to understand the stupidity of wickedness and the madness of folly.
他说怎么知道也需要知道邪恶还有愚蠢，还有愚蠢为狂妄。
So what happens when you want to seek out wisdom?
所以当你一心去追寻智慧的时候，会发生什么事情呢？
Let me tell you, folly is just right there as well.
告诉你吧，愚昧同时也会存在的。
And this is therefore in the same chapter in Proverbs chapter 9, folly is also described.
箴言九章就是这样的，也形容了愚昧。
And it describes, it says, this folly is this unruly woman. She's simple, she knows nothing.
他说对啊，这个愚昧的妇人，她是愚蠢愚蒙的，一无所知。
But she also sits at the door at the highest point down there, calling out to those people to say, "Hey, come, you who are simple, come to my house."
但是她也一样的是坐在自己的家门口，坐在城门高中，那个高处是，然后跟路过的人来喊叫说：“来呀，来呀，来到我这里。”
She also says that, "Hey, come, come, come! I have food for you. You know, stolen water is sweet food that is eaten in secret. It's delicious."
她说：“来呀，我这边也有很好吃的哈，偷来的水是甜的，暗暗吃的饼干是好的。”
But Proverbs says that you do not know that actually in her is death. She is people are dead inside.
但是箴言却说，人却不知道有阴魂在她那里，她的客人在阴间的深处。
Now.Let's compare the descriptions between this woman, wisdom and folly.
让我们来比较一下智慧的妇人还有这个愚昧的妇人。
At least you will notice that at least outwardly, it's not so easy to distinguish them.
你发现到在外表上并不那么容易的分辨。
And that is part of the point in Proverbs chapter 9.
正是箴言第九章的重点。
Both wisdom and folly are calling out their invitations from the highest points of the city. That means the prominent places.
智慧和愚昧都向世人发出邀请，而且是在那个最城中的最高的位置上发出的话。
And they both sound the same. They both have the same message. The same message to say, "Hey, all who you are simple, come to my house."
而他们发出的话都是一样的，说谁是那愚蒙的人都可以转到这里来。
And they both claim to have delicious food for you.
两个都先出那个美好的食物，要满足我们的需求。
And to be honest, when you taste it, it will taste good to you in the beginning. It says both will satisfy you.
吃的话，两个都一样好吃，都会满足你的要求。
The only difference is the end result.
唯一不同的是那个结局。
One will lead to life, and the other to death.
其中一个会带你到生命，另外一个会 引人到死亡。
And this is perhaps the greatest peril, in this journey for wisdom. And the peril is, how do you know that it is not folly?
这就是追求智慧这个过程中最大的危险，就是你怎么去分辨那是智慧还是愚昧呢？
The difficulty of finding ultimate wisdom is the dangers of this other woman folly.
要找到这个终极的智慧，它的难处还有它的危险，正是这个愚昧妇人的存在。
And that is why in our passage today, this man shares this about his investigation towards this journey for wisdom.
所以传道者在今天的经文中是这样的形容这个愚昧。
He says that I have found more bitter than death, the woman who is a snare, whose heart is a trap, whose hands are chains to tie you down.
他说我得知有一种妇人，她比死还苦，她的心是网罗，她的手是项链。
And this man, if you have noticed, he's actually describing Lady Folly.
这个人他在形容的就是愚昧的妇人。
And with everything that this man has experienced and his thoughts about his personal journey, I'm beginning to see that, yeah, maybe this is his biggest struggle.
纵观一切这个人他所经历的，还有他对生命的思考，我察觉到他这个就是他最大的挣扎。
Truly in his life, it is already difficult enough to find true wisdom, you know, to be able to think about what is wisdom is already so difficult.
所以要找到真的智慧就已经那么不简单了。
We have said that, you know, reality is already so multifaceted. This pursuit is already so difficult. But now, it is made even more torturous because of all the traps and snares that come from wickedness and folly.
事情的真相已经这么多方面。已经这么多辛苦了，那在这个探寻这么折磨人，是因为邪恶还有愚昧所布置的天罗地网。
Truly, as you listen to his story, you will say that, oh dear, this is the most horrible part of his journey.
而你听他的见证之后，你会说，哎，真的最可恶的就是这个了。
Now assume, it doesn't have to be, but let's assume, for example, if this man is a king.
假设他真的是一个君王。
The king would need, for example, wisdom in order to govern his country.
那君王需要智慧来治理国家。
Making the right decisions of government to govern a country in itself, we know, is already a tough mission. Whether you say it is foreign policy or domestic issues, is already tough enough in itself.
能够做出正确的选择本身就是一个很艰难的任务，无论你是外交的政策或者内政的事情。
Now let's imagine, for example, if it is during the days of Solomon.
比如说所罗门的时期。
Domestically, you have to deal with 12 different tribes.
国内你要面对十二个支派。
And then when you look outwards, if you know the ancient Near East map, you are surrounded by foreigners, and most of them are enemies. Whether in land, you have all your old enemies, or in sea, where the Philistines are coming.
那对外的呢，还有海陆各处的外邦人，他们也是你们的敌人。
And that is in the days of Solomon.
那是所罗门的时期。
What about today? How difficult it is to govern?
那么今天呢？今天治理国家有多难呢？
One of the most difficult decisions that all countries have to do is to tackle the effects of globalization.
其中一个就是全球化这个影响。
We say yes, we need to open your country in order to trade and for diplomacy.
你说你必须开放你的国家，还有开放你的贸易的影响。
But at the same time, you know.That the lives of the people they will be impacted negatively because of all the uneven distribution of wealth.
那另一方面，你说，哎呀，那个子民的饭碗也会被受到影响，因为这个贫富悬殊的问题。
How do you find the wisdom to deal with these things? How do you find the wisdom to govern?
在这些事情上，你怎么找到智慧来治理国家呢？
What is truly good and what is truly good for the people?
什么是真的好的？什么是真的为子民好的？
This wisdom is still beyond the world leaders today, or even the top economists of today.
这个智慧是现今的这个国家领袖，甚至是顶尖的经济学家都无法理清楚的。
But if you are a good and responsible king,
但你如果你是一个负责任的君王，
you still have to pursue the true wisdom.
你还是必须寻求真的智慧。
You have to find the best solution for your people.
你必须为你的子民找到最好的方案。
Somehow that you are able to yet be open to free trade and influence from different countries.
一方面能够开放你的贸易，还有开对其他国家开放。
Yet to have the wisdom to know how to protect your people and to preserve your indigenous culture.
另一方面有智慧去保护子民的饭碗，保存这个本土化。
So the wisdom is hard to find. That part is already stated.
所以很清楚的，很智慧不容易找到。
But now imagine if you have wickedness and folly coming into the situation, just you know, muddying up the situation, confounding and frustrating you.
然后你再想想，加上邪恶还有愚昧去搅乱这个局面。
Oh, that is the ultimate frustration.
这个是真的恼人的挫折了。
Weakness, let's talk about weakness. Weakness can come in the form of, for example, corruption.
谈谈邪恶吧，邪恶可以包括腐败、那个贪腐。
And that will affect the leaders that you need to govern.
贪婪腐败可以左右领袖们的决定。
Weakness can come also in the form of selfish desires.
邪恶也可以是私欲。
And that kind of ugliness can be reflected in referendums. You can see it all over the world.
而私欲的丑陋的可以反映在公投方面。
And so we have been for the past two or three sermons, we have been talking about wickedness. You know, whether we are talking about, for example, deceptive car companies.
在过去的几个政道，我们都谈论了邪恶，比如说我们谈到这个车厂的芯片。
Or across the causeway.
也讲过一马的发展。
Or we want, or you looking at, you know, selfish desires, for example, in Brexit, or from those politicians who are racist. I don't even have to name names.
讲到脱欧的那个情况，或者种族的歧视那些局面。
So I think we have covered this topic of wickedness quite well enough.
我相信在这个邪恶的层面上，我们已经足够的有些认知了。
Today I want to focus on folly.
今天我要把重点放在愚昧。
The woman who is masquerading as wisdom.
这个女人乔装为智慧。
Folly is a woman who pretends so that she can be deceptive to become wisdom.
愚昧她假冒成为智慧。
But what exactly is this deception?
她的骗局究竟是什么呢？
In our passage today, the man uses a Hebrew pun. You know, that means that two words that sounds almost the same, but you know.Totally not the same.
今天早上的经文传道者用了一个希伯来文的字句，这个两个字听起来是相似的，但是意思却完全不同。
And I'm very glad that in English translation they managed to find a word that have these two meanings.
而英文有这样的一个字可以反映这一点。
He says that I've turned my mind to understand, to investigate, to search out wisdom and the scheme of things.
他说我转念，一心要知道，要考察，要寻求智慧，还有万事的理由。
And this word is repeated again in verse 27, adding to one thing to another so that I may find the scheme of things.
他的英文就一直在讲这个 scheme, 就万事的理由。
Then, in verse 29, he used a different word, okay, but sounds almost the same. He says, this is what I found. God has created mankind to be upright, but man has gone in search of many schemes.
二十九节这边说到，他说神造人原本是正直的，但他们却寻出许多的巧计。
Scheme and schemes sounds the same, but they are totally different.
所以这个理由，这个巧计听起来很像，但是意思是完全不一样。
So what this man was doing was he was trying to search for wisdom, you know, to be the scheme of things, so that he can understand how the world works, and in a way to also understand how God works.
传道者在寻求智慧，要知道万事的理由、万事发展的规律，还有神如何进行的事物。
And that is wonderful because that is what mankind is supposed to do. You know, we're supposed to take care of the world to know what is it about, and so we need to understand the world. We need to understand God.
那是神造人原本的应该去做的事情，因为我们理解了世界，我们才能够去好好的管理世界。
But he says, but in the end, many found schemes.
但是他说人最终找到的却是巧计。
Schemes is exactly folly. Folly that is pretending to be wisdom.
巧计就是冒充智慧的一种愚昧。
Now in schemes, schemes also talks about how things work.
巧计也在讲事物的运作。
But they are actually shortcuts. They, you know, you're just trying to be pretending to be clever. They are shortcuts.To the real life problems.
但只是解决问题的一种捷径。
They are not the true solutions, not the true solutions that brings life to all. No.
他们不是真实的方案，也不会带来生命的满足。
They are schemes because you know they in the short term, yes, they may be satisfying to one or two to some people.
他们是巧计，因为他们能够满足那个短暂的或者暂时性的一种快感。
But we know it is folly because in the end it just leads to death for all.
但我们却知道是愚昧，因为它的结局是带人进入死亡。
Now the Proverbs also describes many schemes.
箴言里面也提到了 许多这种巧计。
And he says that very often if you follow these schemes, whether they are lies or whatever it is, you know, they will lead at the very least to personal damage.
他说如果你去追寻去这些巧计的话，那到头来呢会危害到你个人的。
But it could also mean harm to others and even the society.
也可以危害他人还有整个社会。
Now schemes look like nuggets of wisdom. Oh, wow, what a clever idea. You think that way.
他们看起来好像真的有点像智慧这样，说哇，真的很厉害哦。
But they are just fool's gold.
但只是这个什么鱼目混珠。
Now we can observe this in our everyday life as well.
我们在日常生活中也可以看得到。
For example, you know, some people, they give you advice on how to, you know,handle people.
有些人他给你，比如说了，想给你一些建议，去如何去治理别人。
Hey, don't let people tremble all over you. This is what you do, okay? I do this.
哎，你不要让这个人骑到你头上哦，你要这样做。
Some colleagues, for example, in workplace, they will teach you how to game the system.
同事呢，也会教你在职场上如何的在这个制度上取巧。
哎呀，this one no need to file this lah. Your boss won't know one.
这个不用记录下来，老板会看不到的哦。
Politicians also give you easy answers just to win your vote.
政治家也会给你很好听的一些答案来收买你的选票。
Just kick out the foreigners. They are the trouble. You just kick them, kick out all the foreigners. Your jobs will be safe. Everything will be fine. They will tell you this.
很容易的，你就是把外来移民赶走就好了，你的工作就有完全的保障。
So imagine this man in his life journey searching for wisdom.
想想这个传道者，如果他是一个寻求智慧的一个君王。
For example, he's this king who was trying his best to look for the wisdom to govern well.
在寻求智慧来治理国家。
Just imagine as a king how he must have heard tons of all these short-term schemes in all, you know, that would just in the end, if he truly knows, will just work the other way.
如果他真的是一国之君的话，你可以想象他可以听过这许许多多祸国殃民的诡计，就是短暂性的一些诡计，不属于智慧。
If you know the story of Solomon and later his son, that's what happened.
你如果知道所罗门的故事还有他的儿子，你就知道他结局是怎么样的。
And that is the worry I have for the world today.
这是我对今日世界的一些担忧。
Nobody wants to do the hard work to solve the real life's problems.
没有人要下苦功去真正探索，然后去找到问题的事情的问题。
You know, to tell you, as a people, we have to take the hard pain so that you know it's good for.Us in the long run, nobody wants to do that.
没有人要下苦功说，你能为了解决问题是需要有一些困难的。
For votes or for popularity,
无论是为了选票啦，或者是拉拢人心。
Many politicians have settled for folly.
许多政治家都选择了愚昧。
Instead of trying their best to just keep searching for true wisdom,
而不是尽力的去寻求真的智慧。
And so I believe there is much that we can learn from this man and his pursuit of wisdom.
所以我相信我们能够从传道者身上他的经历中得到启示。
Because with great honesty and humility, he admits that yes, so far Lady Wisdom is just very far away from him.
他带着坦诚和谦卑，竟然这样承认说：“是的，智慧还是离开我蛮远的。”
But I tell you, there is no, this is no shame. There's no shame for the man in the arena.
但是他在寻求中并不感到羞耻。
Because he has chosen to remain upright, because he refused to settle for schemes.
因为他选择要仍然的正直，他选择不妥协于诡计。
And because in doing so, in avoiding folly, he hopes that he can bring life to himself, but you know, if he's a king, but he has also brought life to his people.
他选择避开愚昧，期望给自己带来生命，而如果他是国王的话，也将生命带给他的子民。
In today's passage, there is a crucial verse about this lady folly.
今天早上的经文有一句话很重要，是这样形容这个智慧或者这个愚昧。
He says, "The man who pleases God will escape her, but the sinner she will ensnare."
凡蒙神喜悦的人能够躲避愚昧， 有罪的人却被他缠住了。
And so we have to ask, so who are those? Who are those that pleases God?
那我们就问那些讨神喜悦的人是谁呢？
And this is addressed at the beginning of chapter 5.
这个问题在第五章就已经提到了。
You know, if you remember the sermon where Pastor Chang'an just ran through all the passages that talks about those who are, you know, before God.
讲到那些在神面前的人，就是常牧师在过往那些讲到的。
Who are those that is before? Who are those that are that pleases God before God? Is those who treat God as God.
那些能够在神面前认清自己状况的人是谁呢？就是那些把神当为神而敬畏神的人。
And we see the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
所以他这样如此说，敬畏神就是智慧的开端。
And that is how you would escape the clutches of folly.
这就是你如何逃避愚昧的爪牙。
Now, brothers and sisters, as I talk about this man and his life and his life story, his journey,
弟兄姐妹，当我讲到这个人还有他的探索还有他的故事的时候，
as you listen to him,
你在聆听他的时候，
you might notice that this pursuit of wisdom could be quite a lonely one.
你也会发现到寻找智慧这个过程是多么的孤单。
There is a verse today in today's passage that is very poignant.
有一个经文让我感到非常的扎心。
This man says that I'm searching and not finding.
传道者说我心还是在寻找却找不到。
He says I found one man in a thousand, but not one woman among them all.
他说在一千个男人当中我找到了一个人，但是在众人中却找不到一个女人。
Now some of your translation might have the word upright, okay? But actually upright was taken from verse 29. The original translation, the original verse doesn't have the word upright there. So it's actually one man among a thousand cannot find even one woman.
So 原文当中是说一千个男人当中却找不到一个女人。
So what is he talking about? He found one man and then he couldn't find one woman. What is this?
他是在讲在一千个男人当中找到一个男人却找不到一个女人吗？
The one woman is quite simple. Okay, he's talking about his search for wisdom.
这个女人指的就是智慧。
And he's talking about this lady wisdom and how hard it is that he's tried everywhere to find, he just cannot find her.
他说这个智慧是多么难找的事情，找来找去还是找不到。
That's why the title for today is The Woman I Found Not.
今天早上的经，我的主题就是这个，找不到的这个女人。
That's lady wisdom, not any woman you're thinking of.
不要乱想哦，就是这个智慧的，这智慧。
But I also believe that the man that he found, the one in a thousand,I believe the man was describing himself.
但是他有讲到他找到的一个千人中的一个男人，我相信这个男人他指的是他自己。
And I think sometimes it's like this, you know, you're the one, you find that you think that you're the only one trying to find the best solution. It really describes yourself as the loneliness that you find. You feel that you're the only one still persistent in trying to find true wisdom.
他好像在形容他自己说，这是这么孤单的一个旅程，这么多人当中只有他一个人在那边执着的去寻求智慧。
It's as if the whole world is drunk, and you're the only sober one.
就好比众人都醉了，只有他自己是一个醒的一个情景。
And there is a story about 屈原 that goes like this.
有个故事说到屈原被放逐而作的诗歌。
So this 屈原 was in exile.
屈原就遭到了放逐。
And he as he was walking by the lake, you know, and he was looking sunken, and he's, you know, he doesn't look good.
在沅江的边上就溜达，他沿着江就一边唱歌一边面容憔悴，模样枯瘦。
Then he met a fisherman.
然后就见到了一个渔夫。
So the fisherman said, "Hey, aren't you the so and so high official?"
渔夫见了他就问道。您不是那三旅大夫吗？怎么落到这步田地呢？
Why are you know, at this countryside over here?
怎么你这么落魄的在这里呢？
So this is what 屈原 then said.
屈原就这样说。
So he said this famous phrase, you know, 举世皆浊我独醒，众人皆醉我独醒。Basically, he's saying this, that everybody is dirty, but I'm the clean one.
他是说众人都那么肮脏啊，就我是那个干净的。
And everybody is drunk, and I'm the only sober one.
众人都醉了，唯我独醒。
And says that's why I'm in exile.
因为这样子，所以我被放逐，我是这么孤单的。
Then the fisherman replied.
渔夫就回复说。
He says that, you know, the wise men in the past would say that you should not be so inflexible in dealing with things.
他说着圣人不死板地对待事物，而且能随着世道一起变化。
You can just, you know, be transformed and learn how to go along with the waves.
那何不你就跟着随波逐流呢？自己也改变一下呢？
He says that, well, if everybody is dirty,then you can just, you know, stir out a storm, you know, and since everybody's dirty already, anyway, let's stir out a storm.
他说既然大家都已经那么污秽了，你就干脆跟他扰起来，把整个局面也污秽起来吧。
He says that if everybody is drunk,
如果大家都喝得大醉的话，
then you can just, you know, eat your 红烧鸡, you know, and then you can just drink your wine and enjoy.
那你也一样的去跟他喝醉酒吧。
So he says, why should you know, overthink this thing and think that you are so pure and everything, and in the end, you know, you got yourself exiled.
他说干嘛弄到这个地步，把自己弄到这么清高，然后落到这个放逐的下场呢？
So what did Qu Yuan say?
屈原怎么回答呢？
By the way, if you don't know Qu Yuan, he's the 种子 guy, but he didn't. Okay, anyway, just for the younger one among us. Okay. Anyway, so Qu Yuan said that, you know, if you have just washed your hair,you know, then you at least you will dust off your hat before wearing them, right?
那屈原就说，哎，我如果刚洗过头，一定要弹弹帽子才戴上。
If you have just washed your body, then you at least you know shake off your dusty coat before wearing it back on.
要刚洗过澡的话，一定要抖一抖衣服才穿上。
How can you let your clean body touch the dirt in this world?
怎么能让清白的身体去接触那世俗尘埃的污染呢？
I would rather dive into this lake and die at the bottom of the sea than to let my clean body be dirtied.
我宁愿跳到那湘江里面，葬身在江鱼的腹中，怎么能让这个晶莹透彻的纯洁蒙上世俗的尘埃呢？
So this fisherman heard and he smiled.
哇，这个渔夫听了就微微笑。
And he began to sail away. He knows that, you know, this Qu Yuan is obviously incorrigible.
然后就摇着这个船板就动身而离去，就摇摇头。
And that's what he sang, also a famous phrase.
也是唱了这首诗歌哈。
He says that, well, if the water of the lakes is clean, I can use it to wash my head and, you know, my ribbons.
哇，他说，沧浪之水哦，清又清啊，可以用来洗我的帽子。
But if the water is dirty, well, I can use it to wash my legs, right? No problem.
沧浪之水哦，除啊除啊，还是可以用来洗我的脚，没问题的。
And then he sailed off.
然后就慢慢的遥远的走了。
So, basically, what happened in this story is that there is this debate between Qu Yuan and the fisherman.
所以这个故事是说到屈原和渔夫之间的争辩。
And this Qu Yuan is very upset that because he feels that I'm the only clear-headed person in this corrupted world.
屈原很气愤，因为他是整个腐败社会中的唯一一个清洁还有廉洁的人。
And he refused to roll in the mud with all the rest.
他拒绝与其他的人一起同流合污。
But the fisherman feels that, well, you should be flexible, you know, and then you learn how to take advantage of the situation.
渔夫却认为你应该去顺势那个局势吧。
If it's clean water, you can use it to wash your head.
水若是清洁的，就洗一洗帽子。
But if it's muddy water, you can still use it. You can use it to wash your feet.
水若是污秽的，污秽的水还是可以用来洗脚啊。
So why should you be so hard up about your purity or your clarity?
干嘛为了坚持纯洁还有清醒而苦了自己呢？
So who do you think is right?
所以弟兄姐妹们，你们认为谁对谁错呢？
Must it be so clean?
真的要这么干净吗？
Clean water can wash head. Dirty water can wash feet, right?
肮脏的水还是可以用来洗脚啊。
Don't go in exile, you know?
不要为了这样的事情而被放逐啊。
You remember what happened to Qu Yuan?
后来他的结局是，屈原的结局是什么呢？
Better to eat 粽子 up front than to eat it in the sea,
然后就他的。
Now, brothers and sisters, I stand with Qu Yuan.
弟兄姐妹，我却选择与屈原站同一线。
Now he may end up feeling lonely in his pursuit for wisdom.
在他的追寻过程中，他的结局是孤单的。
But he is right to insist on clean water.
但他坚持洁身自爱是正确的。
He is right to insist that I must always stay clear in my head.
他选择保持清醒是对的。
And in many ways, I think the man in Ecclesiastes is quite right and very similar to 屈原。
我发现传道书中的传道者其实跟屈原蛮相似的。
He is determined to find true wisdom.
他执意要找到真智慧。
The only difference maybe is because he believed in God, but 屈原, you know,He was fully dejected in the end, and that's, maybe that's why he committed suicide.
唯一不同的可能就是传道者因为有神同在，那屈原就不同，他就选择了自尽。
But this man, this story that we have heard, you know, he's a very common man. He's just like all other men in this world.
那这个男人，我们刚听的这个故事，他跟所有世上的人都一样。
As men, we will say that yes, we are trying to discover.The scheme of things to find true perspective on how the world works. Every one of us is in pursuit of this.
在世上，每一个人都在寻找这个智慧，寻找万物的理由，还有尝试用再去找到这个万物的运作那个透视的角。
And this discovery, as you try to know the world, you realize that this cannot be divorced from knowing God.
然后你发现这个探索不能够离开认识神。
Because God is the one who created the world.
因为是神创造了这个世界。
And that is why it's very important that in our life search, we find the one true God.
所以在生命的探索当中，必须要找到这个生命的神。
But even if you do, let me tell you, this journey is not easy.
但即使你找到了神，这个旅程还是不那么简单。
Because life decisions, life discovery is never easy.
因为对于生命的探索，生命的抉择本就不是那么容易的。
And you will find difficult decisions. For example, asking you, how can you go on in your work if you discover that actually all achievements are transient?
比如说你在工作的时候，你说，如果我所做的一切最终都是飘渺，不能够捉摸的，我要怎么继续下去呢？
You will ask yourself, how do I continue choose to stay good when you see sometimes that even evil people can have a better life?
你说这么恶人或许都能够活得更好的，在这样的现实当中，我为何还是要坚持的行善呢？
And sometimes we say that, well, with all that has happened, we just cannot understand God. We say we cannot understand God and His timing.
而有时候我们也无法能够理解神或者神的时机还有时候。
And that's why Psalms 14, the psalmist says, the fool says that in his heart that there is no God.
正因为这样子，所以愚昧的人他们说这个太困难了，因为太困难，所以没有神的。
These are the roadblocks that you have to make many people in their search for wisdom. In the end, they opt to choose folly, to choose schemes that would bring short-term satisfaction.
这些都是路障使到人去选另外一种出路，要得到快捷的，还有短暂的一些满足。
Schemes like, for example, maybe you say, maybe I can just tell a lie because tell a lie, I wouldn't get caught.
好像不要为了被人抓到而去撒谎。
And as the fisherman will say, never mind lah, you know, dirty water, never mind. Dirty water still can wash feet, what? Never mind.
正如那个渔夫劝屈原那么说，说混那个肮脏的水也没关系的。
Now you may think that you are being clever.
或许你认为这样子做是聪明的。
But actually, those are the snares of folly.
但那些正是愚昧的陷阱。
And this man in our story today, because he has chosen to fear God,He managed to escape folly and her schemes.
传道者因为敬畏神而远离了和逃脱这些陷阱。
He acknowledges the reality that yes, there is mud in the water, but he says no, I will not be part of this. He's troubled by it, but he refuses to roll in the mud.
他坦诚说，生命中会掺了这个许多肮脏的泥土，但是他不愿意选择，他不愿意继续待在这个肮脏的污秽的水泥中。
He refuses to join the drunkenness of the world.
他不要醉生梦死。
And he chooses to say, I will not give up to pursue the true wisdom. It is difficult, but he says, I will not give up.
然后他选择不放弃寻找真的智慧。
Of course, true wisdom is the woman that he found not.
这个真的这个智慧就是这个智慧娘娘，就是他应该要找的却还没有找到的至宝。
But in never giving up his pursuit,
但因为他不放弃，他不妥协。
In never ever settling for less,
不放弃，不妥协。
I feel that is the greatest wisdom of all.
这就是最大的智慧了。
I hope that the life story of this man can can be an inspiration to all of us.
我希望这个传道者的故事对你可以成为一种激励。
An inspiration to all the many difficult decisions that you have to make in your life.
能够帮助你在你生命中做出许多好的抉择。
And truly let your life be a search for true wisdom.
让你的生命能够成为一个探索真理的旅程。
And in doing so, to God be the honor and glory.
并且在这探索当中将荣耀尊贵归于神。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you because you want us to know you. We thank you because, Lord, we can, in knowing you, we can eventually find true wisdom. Help us to be a blessing to ourselves, and in doing so, bring life to others. Let us be a blessing to the community. And all this we pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.